Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. How are you doing? Hope all is well with you. So, check this out. You know what to do right now. Go ahead and share this podcast. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell all your friends about the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. Can we talk? It's time for another episode. Thank you to all of my followers. You guys are amazing and brilliant. I appreciate each and every one of you. So, I think I've said everything that I need to say. Oh yeah, make sure you go over and watch my YouTube page, Christopher Terrence Jones. Always have new videos up every week. I'm trying to get better at that. You know how that is. So, let's just jump right in. Let me tell y'all. A couple of months ago, y'all know I had a situation with my car where I took it to the dealership. The dealership told me I needed a rotation for my tires. I was only going in for an oil change. You hear me? An oil change. And that's where my troubles have started. After getting oil change, remember I told you that the tires fell off on the freeway. So as I was driving down the freeway, my tire came right on off. And so I have been in what I call a state of hell right now. And I don't know any other way to describe it. It seems like every time I look up, there's something wrong with my car. I've had a flat tire. I've had the air compressor go out. Oh my God. Lost air in another tire, which was the tire that fell off, which they said was in a good condition. So they put that tire back on initially. And so I'm just sitting here like, you just have to be kidding me. I just can't keep having these same situations. What is going on? So this weekend I worked and then I stayed in the house on Sunday and went out with my cousins and, you know, just had dinner and a drink and came on back home. I wake up this morning and off to work I go, and as I go out the door, get to my car, somebody broke in my car. And this is how the conversation went with me and God this morning. You're telling me that you have my back, God. You're telling me that you want the best for me, that you want me to succeed and you want me to excel. But God, explain to me how every check that I have had for the past month and a half, I've had to spend money to get my car fixed. If I'm excelling, how am I excelling when I'm giving all the money away? Money that I don't even have. Money that I'm having to find and not pay other bills. So how am I excelling? I'm not living my best life right now. I just feel like I am in hell. And so my heart was really hurt because I have just had one situation after the next. And you know, if you've ever been in church and you were a church person, they consistently told you, oh yeah, God wants the best for you. God wants the best for you. And you're going to have it. You're going to have it. And I'm not having it. I'm in pure hell right now, is where I am, is in pure hell. I can't even take a break. And I'm just like, is my life meant to be in this season? How long is this season gonna last? Because I feel like I'm the only one in this season that it just something keeps happening. Mind you me, I've had to contact people because, you know, the tire falling off had nothing to do with me. So I'm going through that process right there. And that right there is something. I contacted, you know, my insurance company and waiting for them and just going through that is something. And so I'm like, am I going to get my money back? Is anything going to happen here? And I just feel like nothing is happening. I just feel like I'm in this thing all by myself. And I'm tired of going through. I'm tired of just a constant barrage of being pushed down. It's like somebody is always on top of me. Between losing so many people, I'm grieving, I'm depressed. And, you know, they tell you not to say that you broke because you're not broke. But hell, I am broke. $80 is nothing in the bank. And I'm just like, why does it work for everybody else? Why does this thing work for everybody else? Why is everybody else succeeding and I'm not? I'm like, did I do something to somebody? Have I just been evil or something? And I'm like, I don't even bother nobody. I stay in my own lane. I stay away from everything because I just don't have the energy to be caught up in other people's foolishness. So I mind my own business. But that don't even work. And I'm sitting here saying, God, you want the best for me, but everybody else is succeeding. And I'm just in this continued downward spiral fall. And I just can't catch it. I'm not suicidal. I'm not there, y'all. That's not. That phase happened in life a long time ago. I'm not at the point where I think that suicide is the option. You know, I'm cool on that. But I need a break. I need a break. I need a break. I need a break. And I'm tired of crying out. I'm tired of crying out. How can a God that is supposed to be wanting the best for you always have you in a situation where it's just a constant damn struggle? And then, you know, this is the other thing about church that just, it what turned me so much off about church is that after they tell you he wants the best for you, he wants you to succeed, and you come to church, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to be prosperous, you're going to be prosperous. They prophesy all of this stuff, and none of it comes to pass. So I don't want to say that none of it, because I've had some prophecies come to pass. And for those of you who don't know, that's when God gives a prophet a word and the word is for you specifically. And I've had that come to pass. So I won't say not all of them, but this right here, I just don't know how much more I can bear. Because I'm bearing the whole weight of everything. I can't catch a break. We get a raise on my job. And I'm like, wow, we really making decent money now. And we can't even get field trips now. So I can balance out and try to make something out of the situation. Every step that I go to, every road that I try to turn down, it's a roadblock. There's something there blocking me. And they tell you when you're right at the brink of a major miracle, that's when everything is just about to happen for you. You're just going to really be going through. Well, baby, I'm going through. And I'm not getting up. There's nothing breaking here. When does it break? Because, baby, it ain't broke yet. I'm tired. I am tired. There's no other way that I can say it. My heart is hurt. And I try to stay encouraged. I try to stay positive. When everything around me is just hell. It's just pure hell. I go to work every day. I come here and I do my job. And nothing changes on the other side. And I didn't mean for this to just be some Debbie Downer. It's just where I am right now. And I know that I'm supposed to be encouraging you. But right now, I can't even encourage myself. Because the hurt in me is so bad. I don't want to talk about it with nobody. I don't want to have a discussion about it. I changed my picture to on Facebook to a black picture. Because I'm in a black state of mind right now. I'm just in it's blank. Nothing in life, nothing has gotten better for me. I'm telling y'all, I said this before and people thought I was joking, but the older I've gotten, the worse my life gets. When I was younger, this wasn't a major, I was worried about paying rent. My rent was $540 at that time. $540. That was my biggest worry. And now I'm over here. you don't even get that everything is a battle. Everything is a battle. But God wants the best for me. He wants the best for me, and I have to believe. Just with the car. So after the tire fell off, got it fixed. And I had faith. That's when I realized I really do have faith and that I really do walk in faith. When the car was fixed and I got out and I started driving the car, that's faith, people. When you just believe that it's going to operate right. And in my mind, and y'all know that's the devil talking. That's the devil talking, telling you the negative in your mind. Oh, the tire gonna fall off. Oh, da 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 da. And all of that. In your mind. And that's where my mind has been. But I push past, and then the next thing comes, and I push past that, and the next thing comes. So let me get over being this Debbie Downer, because this too shall pass. Know that no matter what you're going through, how much it hurts, and how much it's going to leave a lasting effect on you, your storm will pass. You can't see your way out of it. You can't see your way through it. But know that your storm will pass. And I'm encouraging myself. I'm trying to, at least. I'm trying to lift myself and let you know that your storm will pass. on to the next thing. So let me just say this. I want to start with saying my prayers go out to the family members of the victims of the tragedy that happened at the Travis Scott concert this past weekend in Houston at Astroworld. As I was watching videos and looking at people tear down fences, try to jump over fences, and then at the point where the fence was broke, where this was to keep you out, they got in because they pushed their way through, and then they trampled people. I just don't understand how anybody feels that this is all right. And I really just, my heart hurts because 8 people, with the youngest being 14, lost their lives because people took it upon themselves to try to get into a concert just a whole nother way. And for the longest, y'all know I've never go to large concerts. That's not my thing. I prefer a small venue and something like that. But I just can't see being in a situation like this and it being, because there's nothing fun about that to me. I think the last time I really went to a large concert venue like that where there was that many people, 50,000 people, I think that was Essence Fest. And that to me was just too many people. I was tired of, we were walking into the terminal and it's just people in front of you, it's people behind you, people on the side of you, and you're just constantly in a big surrounding of people, and that was too much for me. So I can't do it. But like I say, my prayers go out to them, because when I watched the video where the girl jumped up and was trying to get to the photographer or the video person and saying, hey, stop the show, there's stuff happening down there, and nothing was done. And it's really sad that this show continued to go on, they saying, for 40 more minutes before anything said, or any person said, hey, stop the show. 40 minutes, that's a long time. That is a very, very long time. And it's nothing but God's grace that it was only 8 people. Because it could have been a whole lot more people. So my prayers go out to each and every family member and to those who were standing there and had to watch people die. That is a very, very, very hard thing to do. So pray, you guys, pray. Pray, pray, pray. And there's more to the story, y'all. There's more to the story that's going to come out. So we shall see how that works out. But we just hope that no one else loses their life behind this. And we keep on moving. See how that works? We just pray and believe that, I don't even know, it's hard to say everything happens for a reason. Who is hard to say that when people
lose their lives. That's a very hard thing to say to somebody. But just pray.
Okay, let's talk about some crazy stuff in the news. Oh my God, Lisa Vanderpump. Y'all know her from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I think she's worth like $90 million. Well, Miss 90 million or whatever she's worth. We know she has a lot of money. She's a business owner with a lot of money. West Hollywood just became the highest paid minimum wage, city council to pass the highest minimum wage at $17.64 an hour. So it's the highest local minimum wage in the country. Mind you me, $17.64 is nothing. Nothing, people. That's still nothing. Well, she spoke out against it, and of course, the fans got to speaking. And she basically, I guess, misspoke or whatever, but anybody who's worth millions of dollars and gets off without having to pay taxes and skimp on taxes and pays little to nothing on taxes, you shouldn't open your mouth when they say anything about minimum wage. That is the problem we have with so many rich folks. They want people to stay in a bind forever. They want people to be broke. They always want it to be the wealthy and the poor, because there's no middle class no more. Everybody is just one paycheck away. Everybody is one paycheck away from being in a situation where they just don't get out. And so basically she said, trying to fix herself up for her mistake, because after the fans went crazy. She says she hoped to delay the vote until restaurants can get back on their feet during the deadly pandemic. So many have gone out of business and others are faced with major debts they may not survive. Restructuring the minimum wage pay scale so that certain categories of tipped employees are not considered in the same class as non-tipped hourly. She claimed that tipped employees often make $500 a night and often $100,000 a year compared to employees who rely solely on minimum wage. So, you know, I want to be where they make $500 a night in tips. I really want to be there, baby, because that's a lot of money. That's more than what we make to drive school children. That's we're driving the next generation. But she just had to try to come down and try to play this down. Look, people, you Republicans, stop trying to hold everybody down. And I'm a witness to feeling it, because I feel the foot on the back of my neck where I just can't never get up. I feel it. We have to get to a point where if we say we're the greatest country in the world, then why do we have so much poverty? Why do we have so much homelessness? Why do we have so many people running away from jobs? Because you work all this time on these jobs and nothing gets accomplished. And I say this, there's no creativity for me. When I'm here driving the school bus, it takes all of my time. I commute all day. I leave my house when it's dark. I come back home when it's dark. There is nothing else for me. I don't have time. I be drained. I walk in the door just falling out. And then when you add in all of the personal problems that just happen in life, come on. When do I catch a break? I don't know. But y'all also saw Will Smith said he thought about killing his father to avenge his mother. So, you know, Will Smith has a new memoir coming out. And I think it's called Me. And so that he says in his book that he contemplated killing his father to avenge his mother for the abuse that she suffered. He said, my father was violent, but he was also at every game, play, and recital. He was an alcoholic, but he was sober at every premiere of every one of my movies. He listened to every record. He visited every studio. When I was 9 years old, I watched my father punch my mother in the side of the head so hard that she collapsed. I saw her spit blood. The two eventually split when Smith was a teen, and they divorced in 2000. He said the lowest point in the relationship between him and his father came when he was caring for his father near the end of his life. One night, as I delicately wheeled him from his bedroom towards the bathroom, a darkness arose within me. The path between two rooms goes past the top of the stairs. As a child, I've always told myself that I would one day avenge my mother. I paused at the top of the stairs. I could shove him down and easily get away with it. As the decades of pain, anger, and resentment coursed thin, I shook my head and proceeded to wheel Daddy-O to the bathroom. His father passed in 2016. So, reflecting on his decades of success as an entertainer and his relationship with his father, Will wrote, there is nothing that you can receive from the material world that will create inner peace or fulfillment. In the end, it will not matter one single bit how well people loved you. You will only gain the smile based on how well you love them. Whew. That's a lot. And, you know, coming up as a child who my father was abusive to my mother, and I saw the same type of stuff, it caused me to dislike him. But I never, we just always had a combative relationship. A very combative relationship. And the best way for me, people don't understand what, when something's going on with me, I shut down from everybody. I really just shut down from everybody and I stay away. Because if I'm by myself, you just don't have to deal with it when you're by yourself. So, Will also said that he's recently, I don't know if it was recently or if it was in the past, that he has had suicidal thoughts. Oh, recently. He said that he was filming a YouTube series about fitness and weight loss and has been airing the inner workings of his open marriage with his wife, Jada. Child, y'all know him and Jada. They talk too much. They tell all their business right now, everything. Child, they talking about sex. They talking about everything. Ooh, let's take a chill pill. Can we keep some of it in the bedroom? Can we keep some of it just private? That's all I want you to do. Just keep some of it private. Oh, but I want y'all to know my show is coming back. Sex in the City is on its way back. I am ready for Carrie Bradshaw to come back. As y'all know, I get caught up in shows and it kind of takes me out of the space of where I am in, but I am so ready. I'm like, kind of hurt that Samantha's not coming back, but there seems to be a volatile relationship behind the scenes that we all don't know about and we really just can't talk about. So I don't have no thoughts anyways, you know, either way it goes. But I wish she would have came back and did the show. But I guess it's just too hostile experience. But we saw how that was with, but we know it's different that with Will Smith and Janet Hubbard. And after all these years, 27 years, they came together to make amends.
And I wonder sometime, because I have some people that I haven't spoken to in years. And I wonder, should I forgive them? But wait a minute, no. I'm not going to say that. Not say that I should forgive them, because I've forgiven them. I just don't want to be bothered with you. And that's where people get confused at. And they always tell you that forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness does not stop you from forgetting what happened and what they did to you and what caused you to be in such a negative place with them. Forgiveness does not let you forget how sometimes they've talked crazy to you. Sometimes they were physically abusive to you, not just verbally. So, however it works out for y'all, it plays out. But I'm glad to see that Will took responsibility, because he really destroyed her career. He destroyed her career. And she, I think Daphne Maxwell Reed is a great actress for what she does, but she just was not the fit, and the show was never, it was never the same to me. And I realized that I really had stopped watching the show, because I was like, well, what happened? And so when I was looking back at some of these clips, I was like, well, I don't remember that. I really did stop watching the show once Janet went off the show. So it's a good thing that they were able to come together, and it's a good thing that she is booked again. She was on Pose, and she's got a lot of great stuff coming up. I'm so happy for that. That makes my day. At least something good is happening for someone. So y'all, let's talk about how the fact that there are so many people. Oh wait, there was one other feud. Damon Dash said he's ready to end his feud with Jay-Z. So y'all look out for that too. People are making amends. I'm hoping that COVID is the reason why that people are making amends, because there was a 20-year feud with them. And so I think it started, I don't even remember what it started for, but this past weekend, Jay-Z was accepting an award or something. I don't remember. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's what he was doing. He was being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he gave a shout out to Damon Dash. We call him Dane. But it's good. So if you guys got to do some of that, find some of your friends. But you got to work on you first. You got to do the work on the inside. As Iyanna always say, do the work. You got to do the work. So hopefully that will come up. But I was saying that I think the reason why COVID has taken us to a place most folks thought they would never see. And as a same gender loving black male, HIV and AIDS took out a lot of my friends. A lot of my friends. So now people are going through this COVID thing, and the first thing you ask when somebody died, how'd they die? When it used to be, when it was HIV, you just like, oh, he had HIV. He had the package. He had the sauce. And now, they're not even asking even more. That's like, oh, COVID, okay. And then there's still so many people out there who just think that COVID is a joke. COVID is not real. I said, I was going home the other day, and standing outside on the corner, they were having a protest to stop the mask, stop the vaccination. And I'm like, people, I've said this time and time again, I am the scariest person of life when it comes to needles. I went and got the shot. Both shots. And I could have took Johnson & Johnson and been done. You hear me? I could have said, hey, I'm going to do this one shot. But something about it to me said, wait a minute. There's two doses. That's going to be a little bit more potent than one dose. So I'm not fixed to chance my life. I'm telling y'all, I'm not going to play with my life like that. Also, I wasn't going to play with my job like that. I wasn't going to risk losing my job because of my fear of something that really, and I tell y'all, the shot only, I was more hyped about the shot itself for weeks and months on advance, trying to set up an appointment and trying to get in there, than the whole time that I was in there, maybe the, if I was in there 20 minutes at the most, because I had to sit for 15 minutes after the shot. But I think I probably 3 minutes coming around the corner. I think the most I was in there for 20 minutes. The pain and the shock, the prick I felt, the little tiny prick, it wasn't even a second or 2 seconds worth of anything. So, when you look at 5 million people have lost their lives. So, for me to take a little tiny prick, boom, sit for 15 minutes, get my emotions together, and then get up and go back 3 weeks later and run my emotions back up, because as soon as I got off the freeway, I wasn't even at the hospital. As soon as I got off the freeway to turn to the hospital, my arm started hurting. So it's a psychological thing. It's a psychological thing. But I'm just not going to put myself into any situation where I'm limited on what I can do. So everywhere around here now, you're showing your vaccination cards. We went to Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Walnut Creek. They can't even check everybody in until they see your vaccination card. So, of course, I figured out how to put the vaccination card in my wallet on my iPhone. So, I'll never lose it. Never lose it. But I also saved a picture and I actually have the hard copy. So, I have all of these things going on to make sure that, you know, I do what I need to do. But people, I keep saying this over and over again. When you were a kid, you got all of these shots. When you want to go out of the country, you have to get shots. So you want to go to South Africa. You want to go to Africa. You want to go to all of these places. You have to get shots. You don't know what's in that stuff. You don't know what they're putting in you. People who get a flu shot every year and they get sick. So they must be giving you some form of the flu to build up your immune system. But why? Just go take the vaccination and be done and move on. People took it months ago. Months ago. They're not dead. So what you thought you were going to die? My friend told me that one of her friends said that they wasn't getting vaccinated because they said you couldn't get pregnant. And I don't know who I was talking to. Oh, I'm talking to my cousin. That's what I was talking about. I couldn't remember who it was. It wasn't a friend. It was my cousin. She was talking about the girl said she wasn't getting vaccinated because she was scared she couldn't get pregnant. But their coworker got pregnant after she done got married. And she's pregnant. She's about to have a baby. And she's vaccinated. Now, mind you me, you still can risk the chance of getting COVID. Again, our job, I think we're down to 11 people who have not gotten vaccinated. And let me tell you this. I want to be on the side of really don't want COVID at all. Let's start there. I don't want it at all. That's what I want to make that clear. I don't want it. And I do what I have to make sure that I don't get it. I slip every now and then. But I've been around my coworkers so long, but, you know, I slip and, you know, every now and then I may walk up to them, but I stay back at a distance without my mask. But why do I want to be in a situation where I possibly could be stuck in the hospital and end up on a ventilator? I'm already fat. I ain't skinny. I can stand and lose a few pounds. But I'm not trying to be on no ventilator, stuck in somebody's hospital all alone by myself, wondering if I'm ever gonna get out. People, get vaccinated and stop playing. Your life is worth more than what you think it is. Because you must think it's worth nothing if you are right to just say, I won't do that. I'm not gonna do that. Let me tell you, I will be vaccinated, and I'm already building in my mind. I think I'm already ready. I just gotta see when I can go, but I think I'm even ready to go get the booster shot. Y'all hear that? Look at that. I think I'm ready to go in there and get the booster shot. And what happens while I'm recording? I'm telling y'all, this is live. This just happened. This just came across my iPad while I'm recording. A San Francisco police officer, 47 years old, Jack Neese, has died from complications from COVID. He was a police officer for San Francisco Police Department for more than 17 years. He was assigned, most recently he was the officer, was the San Francisco, assigned to the San Francisco Park Station. Now, police officers and other first responders in San Francisco have been required to get vaccinated by October 13th. People, dozens of officers were unvaccinated or they were in the process of getting a full dose. They were placed on leave. I'm not playing with my money, I'm telling y'all. I transport school kids. They can mandate it where it's all. I work for a private company, but we work for a district. And the district said everybody either had to be vaccinated or you have to test weekly. And I told y'all, you ain't sticking nothing up my nose. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And not doing it weekly. It's not gonna happen. So y'all, get vaccinated. Do it for you. Don't do it for anybody else. Do it for you. Now, next topic. The infrastructure bill just passed. And it seemed like for years we have been trying to get an infrastructure bill passed. The biggest thing, y'all know with my car dilemma, I've been scared of potholes, I've been scared of bad roads, but this infrastructure bill is investing $110 billion into roads, bridges, and major infrastructure projects. It's $159 billion less than what Biden requested in the American Job Plan. So let me tell y'all this. I don't understand why you would want to ride around on roads that are so bumpy and you're bouncing up and down. How many times you've been in your car and your coffee spills because you hit a bump? wouldn't you want to be on a smooth road and just be smooth selling? I would think anybody would want to do that. That to me, I don't get it. And why did it take so long? Why did it take years and years and years? So I always say when I'm in Arizona, their streets and highways are so smooth. And for those of you, well, you know, I should have said this from the beginning. So I should have gave y'all the definition of infrastructure. So some of y'all know, because some of y'all, obviously, y'all don't know. Infrastructure is the basic physical and organizational structures and facilities. Example, buildings, road, power supplies needed for the operation of society or enterprise. So, trucks go up and down the highways, buses go up and down the highways, cars go up and down the highway, trains, buses, I mean, everything, airplanes. They get on the runway. So just imagine okay, here's a good one. If there was no money in the airport, imagine you coming off the, you landing. You coming in at 70 miles an hour and the first tire hits a pothole. Can you imagine what kind of bumpy land? The bumpy landing is already there. So you guys don't get it. I don't get why no one would want to fight harder for this, because I'm telling y'all, just the coffee alone, when you spill the coffee, you wouldn't have some of the mishaps. You can sit there, and some of y'all take it a little further, because y'all drink coffee out of just regular mugs from in the house that don't even have a top on it. That's why we have all these coffee cups that have tops on them, because boom, bam, boom, boom, bam, bam, and up and down you go. Now, the Republicans did not want to do this, because it amazes me how when the Republicans were in control, they took the national debt so high, it was ridiculous. It had never been heard of. It was just the most highest it had ever been. But now when Biden and the Democrats come in here and they want to try to raise money, the Republicans are just hell-bent. We're not spending this. But you spent money on stupid stuff. So let's break it down. Transit and rail. This package would give $39 billion to modernize public transportation. Because don't you know, some of these city buses are old as dirt. Some of the transit terminals are old as dirt. Gone down here, broadband, internet, that's what we're talking about. $65 billion investment, improving the nation's broadband infrastructure. How does that affect you? That's your internet in the house. That's the internet being slow. That's the internet stopping and freezing. Because internet should be free to everybody. You shouldn't have to pay to use internet. It should just be free, because it helps. Your children need to do reports. You need to search for stuff. That should just be free. I don't understand why we're paying for something that should be free, like air. Upgrading airports, ports, and waterways. $17 billion in port infrastructure. $25 billion in airports to address repairs and maintenance backlogs, reduce congestion and emissions near airports and air and ports, and promote electrification and other low carbon technologies. Come on. Electric vehicles don't give off any emissions and anything of that. So $7.5 billion for zero and low emission buses and ferry. We're already getting school buses that are electric. I hear they ain't got no power. So maybe by the time my district ever gets one, it'll be worked out. Improving the water and power systems. $65 billion to rebuild the electric grid. $55 billion to upgrade water infrastructure. How is that going to help? What's the place called? Detroit. Is it Detroit? Yeah, I think it's Detroit just had... Look, and it's a shame. I should know this because it's been going on. But I think it's Detroit that has the bad water. Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. That's where it's at. So, something's... This has been going on for years. Flint. That's where it was. Flint. This started... The Flint water crisis started in 2014. It lasted until 2019. But it's still not over. It's still going on. So, that goes for that. Whew. Environmental remediation. This bill gives $21 billion to clean up Superfund and brownfield sites, reclaim abandoned mine land, and cap orphaned gas wells. Yes. You don't want some thing to just blow up all of a sudden. Or some child gets lost in a mine that they found that people done tore the fencing off of, and they go in there. You know? There's still so much more. There's still so much more. We still have a long way to go, but I'm telling you, you guys have to vote. You have to be a part of what's going on politically, because you may not think that it affects you, but it always does affect you. Always. It's always going to get down to the little people. And sometimes I say it gets to the little people first, and it stays with the little people. But when it gets fixed, the top people get fixed first. And we just struggle. We just struggle. If the person that's in office, your congressman, your local council people, are not doing something to benefit your well-being, you need to vote them out. Because their job is to serve the community. And it's not to serve the people who line their pockets with money. It's to serve the underserved people who are not getting stuff. I remember as a kid, used to go to the community centers and hang out in the daytime. Where are the community centers? And some of y'all may not remember this, but some of the best cheese in the world was the cheese that they gave away. My grandmother used to get this free cheese, and it used to be from the community center across the street from her house. So we would go stand in line, and they would give out this block of cheese. I want y'all to know that cheese was amazing. Grilled cheese, sandwiches, everything. We lived off of that cheese. You can't find a community center now. And the cheese now that we got now is so processed and it's got all of this stuff in it. I'm like, Let's go back to the days of old. Investing in the community. City council members, it's their job to see the need and get the need met. Go find the money to get people. Where you used to go to have tutoring programs after school, and they were everywhere. Now people charging buku money when it used to be free. It used to be free. Infrastructure has been needed. It will continue to be needed. Because roads are not going to always going to last. They're always going to need repairs. They're always going to need some type of fixing. Pay attention, people. Don't let this thing go by you. Pay attention. Don't get caught up. Education-wise, young people, go to school. Become an engineer. Civil engineers make good money. Oh my God, they make good money. And it's a job that's always going to be needed. Engineers are always going to be needed. Architects, when they're building buildings, always going to be needed. Don't just rush to get out of high school and say, I just want an apartment. Getting out of high school and getting an apartment is maintaining an apartment without a degree is hard. Maintaining an apartment with a degree is hard. So why not make sure that you have some extra padding? I told y'all, California, San Francisco said anything under $103,000 or $102,000 was below poverty. Below poverty. And it's very rare that you find a job where you don't have a degree, where you're making over that $103,000. It's very rare. Now, once Biden, I think he signed it. I can't remember. It's my prayer that he signed it and it's hit his desk and we can move forward. I'm hoping. I think he did sign. I can't remember that part because there's been so much going on. But let's see the jobs, because there's supposed to be jobs coming along with this, because you have to have people to work on the roads. You have to have people who work on the broadband lines and who repair lines. Those are technicians. You need all of that to do upgrades. People to build buildings. People to design the buildings. People to hire the workers. People to be the company. There's so much needed. That brings in a lot of more. Okay. And as I go out of here, let me say this one last time for the people sitting in the bleachers, people sitting in the back of the building, in the way, 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 way back, even those in the backwood country. Donald Trump lost the election. He is not the president anymore. So please, 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 ma'am, sir, stop calling him that. I can't believe that grown people can't accept things. Because trust me, I accept plenty of things that go on in my life because I have no choice. So if I can accept them, people, you need to accept them. A California teacher has lost her job for spreading. You heard what I said, spreading misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines and telling her students that Donald Trump is still the president. I don't understand. So, this happened in, unfortunately, California, Ventura. I hope that that's not a Los Angeles County. I hope that's Orange County, because you know anything can happen in Orange County. Oh, Lord, what area does Ventura fall under? Let's see. Let's look it up, because I want y'all to know. I really want y'all to know before I say it, but I want to know myself. What county is Ventura in? And
So it may be, oh, Ventura is own, it's its own county. Is Ventura part of? And of course, y'all know where it's at. It's over there near that craziness. So it's in there, it comprises Oxnard, Thousand Oaks. Oh, those are bad areas. Those are bad areas. Sorry. Those are bad areas. But now here's the thing. They removed her from the classroom, but of course, you know, after, oh, let's talk it out, let's have some discussions, she ends up still being employed. And she, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it. Lies. And the reason we know that this happened, because people, I don't understand why y'all don't get this. Kids have phones. They record everything. You hear me when I say everything? They record everything. And you cannot keep saying stuff and think that these kids are not going to record and not going to take it to their parents. So, you know, you're not at the middle school anymore. You're still employed. You didn't lose your job. They sent you somewhere else just to appease you. And, I wish they would show pictures. This was one of the statements that she said, because I really would like to see the person. She said, if you have a baby at the hospital, they don't want to give it back if you're not vaccinated. This is a complete power control threat. People need to wake up and see the government has way too much power right now. So what happened when Trump was in office? I'm confused. When he did all of these executive orders and he did whatever he wanted to do the whole time he was in office, and you're saying there's too much power right now by the Democrats who are fighting with the Republicans just to get the infrastructure bill passed? Come on, lady. I need y'all to show pictures. She is an adult. We need to see who she is, because she should not be allowed to teach anymore. Your job is to teach students facts and history, not lies and innuendos. It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. I'm out. Share the podcast. Love you, love you, love you. Y'all have a great day, great week, month, year, and life. Peace.